Has your day caused you to go so insane that you just want to laugh, just go crazy? Because it just isn't making any sense. Well, you're not alone. As our day goes on and on and on, we just have to sometimes stop. Stop right where you are right now. Take a breath. Capture one thought, one of those crazy moments that's just running through your brain right now. See if you can stop it. Hold it. Keep it focused. Focus straight in your third eye. And sit down and take a breath. Still that thought. Hold it. And just say, And sink down into who you are. Take another breath. See if you can be still. I'd like to invite you to listen to Easelogic Radio. I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland, and I'm one of those people that works with animals and energy. I like to try to make the connection between the empirical science, the things that we use to try to justify our physical selves, and higher science, the science of energy, the spirit, maybe the absolute extreme of what we don't really know. Yes, and we bring all that together to understand how that interacts in nature, and maybe how we can use those tools, those hints of lessons and knowledge, to actually improve who we are, or maybe improve the life that we're involved in. Have you captured your thought? Have you held it in your mind? Is it vibrating and saying, "Oh, I gotta go, gotta go, gotta go"? You see, we have all these thoughts, and they just rush through, shoom, faster than the stock market ticker tape thing. Shoom, data streaming through our minds all the time. You know, it's an interesting idea. Which ones stick in our minds? Which thought is important? What opinion that thought melts down into our voice, into our words, into our emotional state, and how all these thoughts merge and create a judgment, an opinion, a bias. And that becomes the foundation of how maybe we move through the day, or how we interact with the different people that are in our space. But do we ever actually understand how to shift or control or reshape or amplify the presence of the thought? It's an interesting idea just to think one thought. Can you do that just one moment in your space? Can you hold it? No. Because you see, it's gone. It's like a flash of lightning. It's here and then it's gone. And then there's a string of thoughts that will maybe join together. And those are the ones that I think stick in our minds. They chain link. They kind of make a progression. They twist and untwist, and eventually they make a straight line. And that is the step-by-step connection between the energetic ramping, sending of messages, and bringing it down into our receivers, our mind, and then expressing it into our physical everyday life. You see, judgment is pretty easy, and judgment's based on a thought, judgment's based on an experience. Judgment could be actually a perspective from somebody else. And perspectives are pretty interesting to actually look at. You sit down and you wonder, wow, how come I can see life from a certain way? And yet everyone else around me has a different point of view. It's kind of sideways sometimes. Sometimes it's personally challenging. Maybe your perspective is so off the wall that you may not have people that you can relate to. Or maybe you hold an experience and perspective that is extremely common. Maybe you believe that everything that you physically see, touch, taste, sense, maybe you believe it's all real. Maybe there's another person out there that says, you know what? I think it's all a lie. I don't think that anything that's physical actually exists. I think it's a magic trick. I think the human consciousness is fooling us. Which perspective is right? Is there a right or are there a wrong? Only from your perspective. You see, because if you put all the perspectives together, you can't afford to be right or wrong. The only thing you can afford to be is to be and to work with what you have. I see things energetically. Other people see things physically. My expression in life is energetic. My brother's expression in life is very, very physical, very, very monetary. I view the body as an energy circuit, a system, a resource, a thing that is like such a supercharged, amped up computer system that it's not even mechanical. It just is this constant flow of input, output. And I have the ability to take that information, not in a physical form, but is a thought, a desire, an intent, to manifest the things that I really, really would like to achieve, to bring towards me, to maybe make my physical body function better, maybe to be able to expand my experience, not to be a better person, but to become something greater than what my limited physical experience is allowing me to be. This is where you have to change your perspective. Just think if you lived in North Korea, and think of the perspective of those people. They believe that their leader is a god. That's their perspective in life. And maybe that country has, I don't know how many millions of people who don't really have a lot of food to eat. But they seem to manage quite well. They've been doing okay since the Korean War. Maybe we are creating a nation of people who believe that they don't have to eat food to survive. Maybe we're creating a nation through our external actions on North Korea. We're creating a nation of people who are breatharians that believe that they can survive on air. They can survive on the energy that they take in their meditations and prayer. It's a perspective that you don't think about every day, is it? Maybe you believe that you need to take a break and go for lunch and have coffee and your cigarette. Maybe you believe that you have to do all these physical things to survive. But what if that's just a perception? And what if the energy that right now is holding your physical body together just needs you to wake up and to recognize really who you are and how you function, not in a physical way, but energetically? This is the way I try to go through my day, is to laugh and to enjoy the quietude and interact with people and try to do the best I can. I'm sure that you're doing exactly the same thing. Yes, take a breath. Hold yourself still. You know, Eastologic Radio is a place where we ask a lot of questions and do a lot of interesting things. And I'm going to come back in a few minutes and actually bring us closer to nature. Not the physical nature, but the energetic side of nature and maybe how we all kind of work together. Because you see, right now we think we work separately. So sorry about that. My phone just went off. We're going to be back in a minute and all is good. Have you taken a breath that slowed your thoughts down? Have you taken a breath and honored who you are? Take another breath and think about the word compassion, because we very often don't use that word. You see, we need to take compassion into who we are, into our hearts, because out the perspective of compassion, we get pushed out. We lose connection. We might feel sorry for the other guy. We might actually feel sorry for ourselves. But when you move into the resonant space of compassion, then you actually hold the energy, this bubble, not of love or hate or all these other things that are going on, but just this neutral place of compassion. You see, being human, being this physical form, is one of the hardest energetic endeavors, a conscious energetic speck of the larger consciousness that created this world, this natural living system. Being human is one of the hardest energetic forms to maintain. Yeah. And so when you think about being human, hold yourself in compassion, because you've taken on one heck of a big challenge. You see, we run around with the idea that I gotta go to work and I gotta take the kids to school and oh man, I gotta do this and catch the plane and I just don't have enough time in my life. Everything's pushing, shoving, telling you, there's just no time for me. Well, if you run in that type of circle, if your life cycle is pushing you and driving you and stressing you, then you have a really, really, really big obligation to just take, even if it's 5 minutes, to take and stop and breathe in and hold your silence. Just say, I have compassion for myself. I love myself. When you take those moments, that rush, that stress is neutralized. You see, perspective is a really important thing for us to pay attention to. Because I have my perspective of my reality. And a long time ago, I decided that I wanted to have and live a certain way. And so I made a lifelong commitment to the truth of who I am. Not the truth of who you are, even though you are part of my reality. It's just the truth of who I am. And that's when I started to make this perspective of not so much the physical, but the actual experience of the emotion, the experience of the energy that I am. And I can always tell when I'm about to make a shift or grow, have a transformation, maybe move to a new dimension in space and time. Who knows? Because I have a heck of an imagination. I could get going on some pretty wild conversations. But I can always tell when something in my life needs to be altered or adapted, because I start looking at the type of people that are around me, the type of situations that are driving me trying to create stress, trying to make me buy into the physical, oh my God moment, I have to do this, there's a deadline. Oh my gosh, I don't have enough money to pay this bill. Oh my gosh, I'm stuck on the side of the road in the middle of the night with no cell phone reception. All these things collide down into the physical form. They collide into the space that is described as you or as me. And so sometimes I have to stop and look around and say, hey, I can see that I am running into this spiraling group of repeated stressful actions, which means that I am starting to feed the stress machine. I am starting to disconnect from my natural resources. I need to reconnect. I need to make a shift. Yes, I need to become more aware of nature, my natural surroundings. You see, nature, animals, run an easier lifestyle. Their perspective, their perception of life is very much different than the challenge of being human. And sometimes when you move into an environment where there's animals, and you can be honest with yourself and not stand in judgment, because there's a lot of us that go, oh my gosh, I can't get dirty. I have an allergy to that and I can't touch it. Or I'm afraid because I had some life experience where a dog bit me. Or my grandmother told me the story about cats sucking the breath from babies. If you move away from all that and either stand in the presence of an animal, or if that's not your thing, go out and find some grass, take your shoes off, and let your feet touch the earth. Just be still. You don't have to really do anything. Just be still. And if you have a request, maybe you say, look, you know, I'm having a hell of a day here. I can't possibly slow myself down because I have all these people in my way. They're telling me what I have to do. They're pushing me like a sleigh driver. I have this financial debt that I just don't know how to get around. Because there's only one of me. I'm doing the best I can. I need some help. I need space and time to shift and make room for me to be able to succeed. I need the space and time around me to create a comfort zone, to relieve the pressure, to allow me to feel the truth of who I am. And you know, if you live in a place where you don't have grass, you can't take your shoes off, go out and find yourself a place where there's some really nice clean snow. Take a scarf. Because I'd like you to take your mitts off and take some of that snow and rub it across your face. Rub it across your forehead. Stimulate your sixth chakra. Open your third eye. And after you rub the snow on your face and you go, oh, geez, what was that woman thinking? And then take the scarf and just pat it dry. And again, let the energy, the power of who you are, not necessarily go into the earth because you've got your boots on, which kind of insulates you from making your electrical connection. But from the third eye, just expand your imagination. Just feel the tingling snow on your forehead, that moisture hitting the cold air. Just let it interact with the space around you, because even at that level, you can do the same thing. You can create a space. You can have a pressure valve that goes along and says, hey, I need to make space and honor myself. I need the people around me that are pushing and shoving me to accomplish the things that maybe I don't have time to do, to give me a break. To go pick on somebody else. Yeah, you have permission to do that. It's your energy. It's you. And you're in control of the things around you. Take a deep breath and sink down and think about what I've just said. This is Isa Logic Radio, and I'll be back in a minute. Time and space and energy. It's a definition of nature. And in nature, there's all these hidden clues about maybe we could make life a lot easier for ourselves. You see, I think our perspective has shifted quite a bit. We've moved away from actually going out and doing a hard day's work. Well, you might think going and sitting in front of a computer and moving papers or data is a hard day's work. But living out on a farm, hard day's work is actually physically going outside and interacting with the soil, having the environment of the wind, the sun, sounds hit your body, play the strings of your heart. Maybe you have to go and intervene to save a life of an animal. You see, that's a hard day's work. And when you sit down, not only are you physically satisfied, you're emotionally satisfied. And from there, you can move up into being energetically satisfied. Because as a human being, it's really hard for us to recognize that our vertical position disconnects us from the horizontal perspective of nature. Nature spins. She shifts, she turns, and she brings energy in and out of the lives of our animals, in and out of the lives of our plants. And because we stand upright, it's really hard for us to kind of mesh, to move into the space. And if you're not used to being in a natural environment, if you're used to being in the artificial world of super stress, pressure, paper, computers, financial fantasies, you lose connection with the origin of your true self. See, even though we're upright, we're animals, and we, once upon a time, we're horizontal, just like your dog, your cat. Yeah. And in that place of being on all fours, life was easy because, you see, a horizontal perspective, the animal's perspective of living, isn't like ours. An animal doesn't care about money, and he doesn't care about, war. He doesn't really have the perspective of a human being. Animals have a great depth of intellectual wisdom. Animals are self-aware on an energetic level. Most people are not aware of themselves on an energetic level. And it's kind of hard for the ones who are, because, you know, we try to live in the moment, we do the best we can. We know that it's important for our bodies to be harmonized and be able to conduct the electromagnetic fields coming from the pulse of the earth and from the radiation of the sun. But all the other people around us, they don't seem to understand that. And it kind of makes a division. You're an energetic being, you're an aware self, living in a human body which is vertical, which is disconnected from the natural world of the energetic animals that we once upon a time depended on. And you just kind of wonder, what's this all about? Either there's people out there that are living in a perspective of life that I just can't get involved in, I don't understand, and they don't understand me. And I'm surrounded by nature, And even there, I feel isolated because I love my dogs. I love my cat. I curl up with a snake and read a book. All these things. But there seems to be this gap, this space. And maybe if we could alter our perspective a little bit, maybe if we could unwind the human, the vertical programming, the idea that we are vertical and animals and nature run energy horizontally, maybe if we could change that, we could expand our thoughts even more. If you just take a minute and sink down into your body, I'd like to give you this image, and maybe you can hold it for a moment. Maybe you can practice it sometime in the day. If you think of all the thoughts that are rushing through your mind right now, think of them just kind of like the top of a tree, the beautiful leaves, the boughs that shake in the wind, the harmonics of thought. It must be from the higher self. It must be from the collective consciousness. Let it kind of form like a tree above your head. And as those thoughts kind of run through your mind, let another layer of the branches of the tree fill up your head, your space. And let the branches merge and come all the way down and touch into your heart chakra. And as it goes into your heart, let your heart take and pull down the thoughts, the identity of the natural you, the energetic clarity, the purity of yourself, and pull it in, hold it in your heart. And as your heart fills up with this higher energy of the self, let it also extend a set of roots, a trunk, from the heart all the way down through your life purpose, through your second chakra, through your first, down your legs and into the soil. And as this system moves down, let it remove the stress, the rush, the push, the have to, the fear. Take a breath. Get rid of your guilt. Fill it up with a higher thought, the purity of yourself, the original goal of why you're here. Fill up. Hold the clarity of who you are in a blanket of compassion, because you've taken on a huge task. Fill up and let go. Let the stress of the moment leave you. Let the space around you become yours. Let your stillness be reflected back to you by the presence of the people in your space. If they're still rushing and pushing, give them permission to move away or to feel your stillness and reflect it back to you. And if you're in the presence of an animal, take a breath and repeat this whole idea of the higher thoughts being like the tree and coming into your heart. And let your heart let go of the stress of being human. And let it go down into the earth. And as you do that, take a moment and get down on all fours, just like your cat or your dog. And you will feel there's a shift. The energy from the higher thought will now hit you at the back of your head, the top of your neck. And again, you can make the tree, the thoughts, the bubble of all wisdom connect with you through the back of your neck. And as it does that, pull the energy down into the heart chakra once again. And instead of sending your stress through the rest of your chakra system and into the earth through your feet, just let it drop from your heart. Let it go down immediately to the earth. And in this moment, create a space that's clear. Pull in the honor of being human. But don't ever forget your natural roots, your connection with life. And in this moment, you are in connection, the same level of natural perspective as your animals. And this is where you can start to learn about how to communicate, how to touch, and how to feel the origins of who you really are. Take a moment. Remember what I've just said. Practice it. You know, it takes a few seconds, but just try it. I'm going to take a break. This is Isologic Radio, and I'll be back. Do you feel any tingles after doing that little meditation, the clarity of the self? It brings you up, stills you, it strengthens you, it makes you a little stronger, more complete, fills in the holes in your energy self. This is Isologic Radio, and I'm your host, Patricia Cleveland. And if you like what you hear, you want to get in touch, just send me an email at isologicradio@gmail.com. I work with animals quite a bit. That's what I love to do. I chose that as my passion in life, and I actually rebirth animals using some of the energy techniques we are talking about today. So if you'd like to learn a little bit more about that, you can visit me on... Let's go to Facebook. It's at the Balanced Horse Project on Facebook. Or you can find my website, and that's the balancedhorseproject.net. I'm on my way to Canada in, 3 or 4 days, and I'm starting to teach people about energetic agriculture, energetic interactions with animals, to maybe move us away from the perspective of our grandparents, the farmers, and the people that were invested in hard work and physical form. I'd like to introduce the idea that we are physical form, but when you can see your animal as being an energetic form, that there's a whole new layer of resources, discussions, concepts, that we could be applying to how we grow food, how we interact with the natural world. And this is something that I'm ready now, after 30 years of study, to actually suggest we can do this. So I've prepared my perspective so that maybe I can enter into your world and offer you a whole series of unheard of resources to improve the life of both you, your pets, your plants, and the people around you. So if you want more information, just get on the internet and send me an email at isologicradio@gmail.com. Yes, you know, my parents and their parents and their parents and their parents, all the way back to wherever our parents all originated from, they all had a perspective. And with a perspective, there came this lesson, the lesson of the higher self. And as they moved through their generations of trying to learn how to be human and survive in a very harsh sometimes dangerous natural world, imprints of trauma lodged into the energetic reflection, into the DNA strands that were passed from them all the way through time to make the physical form of you and I. And I can't say this is a scientific fact. I can only suggest to you that our physical form, the way our energies absorb and reflect energy, our imprinted pattern of what we're supposed to encounter in this life, how our experiences are supposed to overlap with our neighbor's experience, or how we're supposed to have dramas or stress come in. And it's our choice as to whether we repeat the same process that maybe our parents did, or their parents, or to change it. Because maybe at this point of clarity in time, we have the insight, the energetic conversation of the natural being, the higher consciousness, the I am, and the freedom to maybe use it, express it, think about it in our point in history. And when we start thinking about that, we start to understand that, geez, I am who I am. I'm a receiver and transmitter of a massive amount of energy. Just think of yourself as a radio receiver and transmitter. You're sending and receiving not only the words that you say to people, but your emotions, the pattern of emotions that maybe your mother or father experienced in certain situations that might be exactly the same as the ones you're experiencing today. And when you start looking into history and the rhythms and the patterns of, you know, events that went on, the Great Depression, the Great Wars, the existence of the higher awareness of, say, Einstein, Tesla, Rife, don't you start to see patterns? There's this social pattern. There's this generational repeating of the same stresses and same traumas that have already happened. I think it's like a loop, or it's like being on a wave. And we're at the top of a wave right now. In a couple of days, we're coming into the first spring equinox after the alignment in December of 2012. We're at this junction, this period, this transition that we can offer a spark of change to the perception of what it is to be human, to disengage from the drama of stress, to take our animals out of a system that preys on their lives. Yes, preys on our animals' lives, stealing their life force to drive an economic existence. We are right at a junction where if you could take a moment and clarify who you are, hold that tree of thought, pull it into your heart, and get down on your hands and knees, and let that connection of your heart move closer to the heart of the earth. What we're able to do is we transmute, change, disrupt, interact in such a way to break the historical pattern of the traumas, the generational patterns of our ancestors, the fear of failure, of inflicting pain. We can disrupt that. It's a way of rebirthing the energetic human being. So if you get a chance, try it. Do it in the presence of your cat or your dog. Or maybe take your kids outside and roll around in the grass in the park. And while you're down on your hands and knees, just in a split second, hold the thought of what I suggest. In a split second, in the presence of your children playing, try it, because you're going to shift their worlds too. You'll open up on a reality, an honesty, a vision, the permission to actually heal the wounds of being human. Wow. Just think, the energy body can come out of your third chakra. For those who aren't used to that language, it can come out of your solar plexus. There's this bubble of energy that if you actually sit down and relax, you can blow a bubble of energy. The bubble of who you are. And when we do that, we can expand into a whole new way of being. And I'm going to explain that in a few seconds. So take a breath. Hold the thought. This is Isa Logic Radio, and I'll be back in a minute. Physical body, physical perception, energy body, energy perception, trapped energy, blocked energy. Physical conversation of acupuncture, the energetic conversation of Reiki. All of these things kind of merge together. They are in themselves a complete thing. You are a complete thing. Your complete thing that decided to fit into an isolated thing, physical body. Isolated from the natural framework of energy. Isolated from each other because of imprinted fear, guilt, maybe jealousy. Perceptions. Do you have a perception of your energetic self? Do you understand how that little energy being, that shadow, the field, the thing that tries to fit in your physical form, do you know that you can allow it to mirror outside of your body by keeping a thread at your solar plexus? And just sit down and relax and let that outside body fill up. It may be small, it may be wiggly. You may see it as color, you may feel it. It may be tingling around your energy field, your aura, and touching your skin. This is you. And in that energy body, there's patterns that create the physical form of who you are. Those patterns amplify the hurt emotions, the lessons that haven't been learned, the patterns of generations of trauma and abuse, poor thoughts, trap thoughts, fear. And if you'd like to go through a process of learning how to discharge some of that, thought I'd take a minute and see what we can do. So if you sit down and you just relax and you let your energy self move out of your solar plexus with a thin cord between you and your solar plexus and your... Sorry, you see, I talk about energy. I see myself as this energy body. So I am corded to my physical body. I can see my physical body. But if I change the direction that I look, let's say I look away from my physical body, and when I look away, I'm going to say, I'm going to look into the past. I'm going to look at my mother's physical body because my mother's physical body is a reflection of my physical body. I hold some of her traits. My behavior, my personality holds some of my mother's traits. So let me go and look at my mother's physical body. And when I do that, I will ask her energetic body to come out and meet mine. And when I do, I will cord to my mother's energy body. And if my mother is not here in the physical form, I will still cord to the memory of my mother's energy body. And from her perspective of energy, I will cord through her to my grandmother, and on as far back as I can go. And in this cording, I will send back to all the generations of who I am the compassion that's missing, the love that could never be felt. I fill up the empty holes of who I am. I will give back the pain that is not mine. And when I give back the pain, I ask for my higher self to complete who I am, to clarify my energy body, to clarify my conscious being. And as we go through this, it filters back to the energy of my mother. And I give her permission to let go of her pain because she is a survivor of the same traumas of her mother. And let it filter down and back. And let her realize her own compassion and share with her the love. And let the stillness, the harmonics, the vibration of your energy body and that of your mother's to become as still as they can. And as this happens, your grandmother's energy will start to shift. And give her permission to do the same healing on back to her generations past. This is how we unwind the energy space. This is how we unwind the trauma that's imprinted into the physical form at birth. This is how I work with animals, to ask them to physically transform, to unwind the trauma of all the abuse of all the animals on the planet before their present time. I ask the animals to release on an energetic level. And when this happens, the impossible things that the physical perspective says, can't ever be. Well, they do. They happen. They're there. I've taken the time to actually document it. I've taken the time to actually go through science and try to understand, is there a way of explaining it to the people that think in the solid form, not the energetic world. And that's the gift of rebirthing. Not the physical form, but the energetic self. The thing that needs to sit in compassion, to hold compassion, to share it. Because when you make room for compassion, there's a lot of space for self-love. And when you can do that, that is to release the trauma, all the things you didn't like that you experienced so far in life, and let them go back and away from you, and let them go back and away from your parents. You become clear. You tend to view what other people see as a very small, important thing, or I guess a very big, important thing. You tend to step away from it. You disengage from the immediate stress. And when you disengage from that trauma that everybody else is invested in, you become really clear. And your actions become really clear. And at this point, you are able to go and ask energetically, either through your voice or through your thought or through your written word, for the things that you need to fill up your space, to fill up your life. So if you have an animal that's sick, do the same type of from the heart, from the solar plexus release. And see if you can let go of the trauma, of their pain, their physical pain. See if you can unwind the trauma of human interaction from your pet. Because if you do, if you even just try, you'll start to see them wake up. Their personality will change. And in that moment, you will have understood the energetic secret, the esoteric knowledge of being a human. Take a breath. Laugh at life. Hold your thoughts. Have a wonderful, great day. This is Isa Logic Radio saying, till next time, I look forward to talking to you again. Bye now.